Welcome to Avyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in the Ma'i Daf Tes and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting in Daf Ches Amud Beis on the bottom, the two dots. The Gemara says, Yain Limurayis V'Yain Le'alonotis. Yain Limurayis means you take wine to put it into a tzir of dogim, which means fish oil, fish brain. V'Yain Le'alonotis means that they put the wine into oil, which is used for medicine. One takes kidneys in order to make out of it some powder. And all these cases, chayovim b'tamai. Why? Because all these things are being eaten. Anything which is someone eats is chayav b'tamai, even though it's not the main way of eating it. Of course, it's chayav also in maestros b'vadai, not only b'tamai, not only in Suffolk. But one who comes and purchases not the original ingredients, but he purchases the end material. He gets the actual alonotis, or the murayas, or the tchinim. And the only question is, you have over here maybe d'mai mixed in it, then it doesn't have to take out maestros misofik. So the Gemara in Daf Tes Amud Aleph explains it. Ma'anun kayomin, what are we talking about? In kerebi afil b'd'mai yu chayomin. In kerblozo b'shimin afil b'vada yu p'tur. So as Reb Chaim explains, we have a braisa in Meseches Trumas that says that putting wine into murayas, putting wine into brine, is a machlokes if it's something you could do with truma. Rebbe says, yes, it adds to the taste, and it's a good thing. It's part of the usage of truma. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon says, you cannot use it because it's not considered to be food. When you add it to the murayas, all you're doing is lehavir zuhama. It's only to clean up the dirt. It's not an eating way of using the wine. And if we now use truma for that purpose. So Yemele Gmor says like this, according to Rebbe, this is one of the ways to drink the wine of truma. So you're chayav in trumas and maestros, you should be chayav at time, which is vadai, and also b'demai, you should be chayav in maestro. Why not? Why should it be different than having the actual wine on its own? And according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon holds, when it's mixed up with something else, it doesn't have a din of real wine. It's only considered to be la'avir zo'amo. That's what you should not do l'chatchilo. But if it's already there, it's not considered to be drinking the wine. If it's not considered to be drinking the wine, you're not chayov in shumas samayit. So in that case, and you should not be chayov in d'mai either. So let's read it again inside. Ikar Rebbe afilu b'd'mai hiyu chayovim. If according to Rebbe, it's chayov b'd'mai as well, because that's one of the ways to drink it. Ikar blozer b'shim and afilu b'vada yipturim. According to blozer b'shim, that's bottle. It's not really drinkable. So that's something which should be b'potri even b'vada. Says the Moreh LeKerebi Anonami. We're holding LeKerebi, and that's by Vada Yuchayev. But why by Dmai not? Bekolim Shekelu B'Dmai. This is one of the coolest we have in Dmai. The Dmai Yuchayev only when it's Be'ein, only when it's standing alone, not when it's mixed up with something else. Continues the Gemara and says Yain LeKiloyer. Wine that is being used for medicine to put it in the eye. That was a type of medicine that they used. The eye. Kemach La Soy Soy Milugmo. Or flour that they used it on a bandage to heal a wound. Chayovim bevada, you chayev a truma samaisas, if you know for sure that this is obligated. And then the gears of the most of the four should say over here, upturim b'dmai. You're potter d'mai, you don't have to do d'mai in this case. And the reason is, this is not meant for achilo, it's not regular eating purposes, it's meant for medicine, and that's why you're potter d'mai. Hematzam upturim b'navada. If you take the final product, you take the kilor, or you take the melugma, then you're not chayav to do truma samaisas even in vaday. Says the Gemara, what's the difference between this case and the previous case? Hach odomat p'turim min vaday. If it's a final product, you don't have to do a first truma samaisas even in vaday. V'ocho, in the first case, when we spoke about the murayis and alonotis that you eat, at omar p'turim min ha'dmai, you said the potter for d'mai, but they're chayav in vaday. What's the difference? Why there you're chayav in vaday, here you're not when you have the final product? Answers the Gemara, Kan al gav gufo yu botel. The Kan kevan shu noisno hu botel. Meaning, when we talk about something that you eat, so how are you going to consume it? How is it going to be botel? Only when a person comes and enjoys it, he puts it into his body. He is eating it. So that's why it's chayav and vaday. But Kan kashu noisno botel, meaning right away when you put the wine into the kilor, you mevatel it, because you're not going to drink it anyway. So the time of consumption, so to speak, even though he's going to use it for medicine later, but the main time the wine is bottled is when he's mixing it up. And therefore, you're not chayav truma samaisas once it was already mixed up. Meaning you have to have a reason to be mafresh Truah Samaisis. So when the fruit is standing on its own, you do a fresh Truah Samaisis. When it's mixed up, you're about to eat it, so you can enjoy the way Truah Samaisis it's supposed to be eaten, so then you have to have also Truah Samaisis. But if it's mixed up and you're not going to eat it, so then once it's already mixed up, there's no chiyuv of Truah Samaisis even in Vaday. Says the Gemara about Tani, Kilush of Ridazara, also Banoyo. But we said regarding Ridazara, if a person takes wine of Ridazara, mixes it up in the Kilur, you're not allowed to enjoy it. Why not? If you're saying that once it went into the Kilur, it's bottle, and you're not going to eat it anyway, so why can you do it also with Ridazara? And says the Gemara, Shanyi, the answer is, Dechtiv lo yidbok, biyotcho, meumo, min acher, medavtesam udbeis. By Ridazara, you have a special apostle to tell me, you're not allowed to have even an indirect enjoyment. But Truah Samaisis, the main issur is to eat it. The main hanor that you have is achilo. But by Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to have any mi'umo. You can't have any direct or indirect hanor for Avodah Zarah. So therefore, even when it's mixed up and you're not going to eat it, you're still not allowed to enjoy Avodah Zarah. Continues the Gemara and says, Ma beinom l'shmorim shel goy. I'll bring an example to it. Shmorim are dry grapes. You cannot make any wine from it anymore. They're completely dry. Is there any issur or no to enjoy shmorim? Usually not. But when you speak of Avodah Zarah, there is an issur. So you see, there were more machmir, more stringent when we speak about Avodah Zarah. And that's what Gemara says, Yilu shmorim shel goy shema einam asurim ba'anoya. Meaning, isn't there an issur in shmorim Avodah Zarah, even though it's completely dry? So you see, Avodah Zarah were more machmir. Says the Gemara, oh, now the Gemara says, yeah, that's, you would say that, misura, that's the common sense, the way we say it. But the truth is, Tano, there's a verse that says, Shmorim sheyavshu, you have dry grapes, ain be mishum anoyos of a dezoro, there's not even a yisur of a dezoro. So that is a shlugs of the raya, that we don't see that we're machmir of a dezoro more than other hanos. So the Mara Pulda says that it's really a shmorim is not a good raya, it's not a good example, because there it's completely dry, there's not even a drop of liquid in them. So therefore, a bottom were makel after 12 months. But here, in the case of Kilor, you do have wine. You do have actual wine, just the wine is mixed up. So by Truah Samaisis, you're not machir over the Zohar, you do. Continues the Gemara and says, Mikziv la'alan potim v'nadmai. From the city of Gziv and going on, Rabbanan did not require to take out Dmai because most fruits there are not from Eretz Yisrael. It says the Gemara, Gziv atzva mahi. What about Gziv itself? Tan Gziv atzva potim v'nadmai. Also the Gziv, also the city Gziv, you potim v'nadmai. Halokeach min hachameres b'tzor. Tzor is a city in ancient Syria, and someone who buys fruits over there from the chameres, from a caravan of donkeys, or umin hamegoyros b'tzidon, or the city of Tzidon. Someone buys the megoros means from fruits that are stored. Chayav is chayav edmai. Now these cities are further away from Kziv. Kziv is potor min edmai. But when you go further away, so then there's some places where you do a chayav edmai. Why? Because most fruits of these specific items are coming from Eretz Yisrael. So fruits that are in the storage areas of Tzidon, or they're in the caravans of Tzor, are chayav edmai. Says the Gemara, I mean, megoyres b'tzor, I mean, chameres b'tzidon. It was the opposite. You buy from the storage areas in Tzor, and from the caravans in Tzidon, potter. Because only the ones, these types, and these storage, and this chameres, is what we know came from Eretz Yisrael, most of them come from Eretz Yisrael. Michamor yichidi b'tzor. Not only when you buy from a caravan, even if you buy from one donkey, any food coming on donkeys to Tzor is chayav edmai. Says the Gemara, chameres shenich nesa letzor derech Kziv. What happens if you have a caravan of donkeys that went through Kziv and then they reach Tzor? Atachomi ilu ondulo b'Kziv turo. Akshav shenich nesa letzor chayavis. When it was in Kziv, if you would sell the fruits in Kziv, the din is that food in Kziv, any fruits are sold in Kziv, it's potter min adamai, because most fruits in that area come from out of Eretz Yisrael. So it's batel baroiv, and you assume that these fruits are not chayav min adamai. But once that same caravan continued walking and reached to Tzor, now it's chayav min adamai? So the Gemara is basically pointing out that something here doesn't make sense. Kziv is closer to Eretz Yisrael than Tzor. If you have a caravan going from Eretz Yisrael to Kziv, you said Kziv, we're potter from adamai. Once you get that story, now be chayav, that something doesn't make sense. This halakha that we establish regarding Dmai, and the Gemara stays with the question. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dmai Daf Tes.